It is a great pleasure for Barbara and me to welcome you all to the White House. It's good to see so many friends here today, including so many members of our administration, our Vice President, of course, and Lou Sullivan and Jack Kemp, Lynn Martin, of course, Chairman of our Joint Chiefs, General Powell, Connie Newman, Art Fletcher, and so many more. I salute our red-coated special guests. You bring honor to this place, and we're delighted to have you here. I know that the issue on all of our minds is the war in the Gulf. And I'm glad to report, after consultation a few minutes ago with Chairman Powell, General Powell, that the news is good. Coalition air and ground forces are advancing on their objectives. Enemy prisoners are surrendering in large numbers. And thus far, thank God, U.S. and coalition casualties are few. The liberation of Kuwait is on course and on schedule. We have the initiative. We intend to keep it. We must guard against euphoria. There are battles yet to come and casualties to be borne. But make no mistake, we will prevail. Kuwait will soon be free, and America's men and women in uniform will return home to the thanks and respect of a grateful nation. This was a war thrust upon us, not a war that we sought, but naked aggression such as we have seen must be resisted if it is not to become a pattern. And our success in the Gulf will bring with it not just a new opportunity for peace and stability in a critical part of the world, but a chance to build a new world order based upon the principles of collective security and the rule of law. But today we're here to celebrate the proud spectrum of black achievement. For we recognize that black history, this rich tale of...
Some of the comments this morning from President Bush...